Please welcome Marcy Playground.
Thank you.
It's a little stripped down. Usually we have giant Marshall stacks behind us. That's a lie. It's not actually true. This is a song called Blackbirds on our new album. Blackbird came to me. She sang her melody. She sang, promise you I won't fly away. Blackbird, tell no lies. Blackbird, you caught my eye, but the rain has taught me that you will fly away. Just as soon as the skies turn gray. Every time I call your name,
Blackbird in my pie. Beautiful clouds, beautiful skies today. You chase them until your dying day. Thank you, rain. Thank you, rain. Wash away all my shame. Every time I call your name. When I'm sad, you soothe my soul. You give love like it's easy, yeah. Come this springtime, all your seeds, they grow. When blackbirds come and go, blackbird, tell no lies. Blackbird, tell no lies. Blackbird, tell no lies. Blackbird, tell no lies. Thank you, rain, for clearing my eyes.
I wonder if I can retroactively explain that that was a song I wrote for my wife and that her name is actually Rain. So this is kind of, yeah, I got a lot of brownie points for that one. This is a song called Good Times, which is probably, I think, Dylan and my favorite song that we've ever done. Yeah? Would you say that's fair? It's a fun one. It's a feel-better song. If you're feeling blue, this is a good one.
When life has got you down and everything about it makes you blue, pick up, keep moving on, 'cause that's the very best thing you can do. Say, hey, was whatever this is, it's all right. Hey, John, this too shall pass. It's a season in your life. Yeah, yeah. Good times, they were all right. When every morning brings a struggle just to get up from the bed, say, hey, man, whatever this is, well, it's all right. Hey, man, this too shall pass. It's just a lesson in your life. Yeah, yeah. But when I'm old and
right. How about another hand for Marcy Playground? Squeeze in between here. It sounds great in here. So how about a round of applause for the Music Resource Center? What a great venue for this, huh? Man, we love doing things here. And Andy Jim's on the soundboard, too. How about a hand for Andy over there working hard tonight? To kind of set the scene for folks listening at home on the radio, we've got some CD chandeliers here in the middle of the room. Very nice. And the big church organ behind us here as Marcy Playground's on stage. And you guys have the new album out. We've been playing the track you guys just played the most, Leaving Wonderland in a Fit of Rage. And you guys kind of came on the scene with your self-titled debut back in 1997. And it's been an interesting road from here to there, or there to here, I guess. So the first thing that kind of struck me looking back through kind of your backstory and stuff is that you guys have lived kind of all over the place. You're, well, first of all, let's get your voices here so people know who's talking.
No, I'm John, and that's Dylan over there.
John on lead vocals.
Check, check. Hello, Dylan.
Dylan's on bass.
And Shlomi.
Shlomi on drums. All right. So you started out in Minneapolis, is that right?
I should not have laid down in the grass outside. You know, when you cut grass and you get all itchy.
A little itchy, yeah. Itchy. Describe the journey of, or maybe where was your favorite place of all of the places? Because you kind of went from Minneapolis to Pennsylvania to Olympia, Washington to college, ended up in New York City, and that's where the band kind of formed, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Favorite probably now, Toronto. I'm in Toronto.
Okay.
My wife's Canadian, and so I'm up there. I think it's great. Minneapolis was obviously will always be in my heart, and Minnesota's a wonderful place. Probably with Dylan as well, because we both are from there, and we grew up there in the '70s. And it's a weird life to have a traveling life and to always be moving to new places and stuff, and you never really grow roots anywhere except where I guess your family is. And but I have funny things that I have family like all over the country. And so I kind of consider just everywhere home,
Wherever you happen to be.
That's right. Yeah.
That's cool, and we definitely appreciate you guys doing the show because we know.
And we use that, whenever we're in any town. We're like, it's so great to be back home.
It's great. It works out. Yeah, totally.
I've got like 150. Dylan will attest to this too. I have like 150 cousins around the country, and they all come out to shows.
Yeah, it's like guest list Wozniak.
Nice. Yeah. Well, it's the Wozniaks, the Ashenhursts. They're all related. Right? I have tons of family.
Right.
Well, the Simons.
And speaking of the traveling life, you guys are heading out to Boulder, Colorado, the convention where Brad's going to be, actually, in the next few days. So
I probably have some cousins there, too.
Yeah, good luck in the Rocky Mountains there. That's exciting. So I wanted to ask you, too, about kind of growing up, and you've probably told this story many times, but I thought maybe you could bring it to more of a current. You play the Blackbird song, which you said you wrote for your wife. Do you have kids currently?
Yeah, I have four kids. Yeah.
All right. So
my oldest is 19. Actually, he turned 19 on the day the album came out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
very
July
cool.
7th. So.
Did you time that out?
No, it's just coincidence.
Well, I was wondering. I had read a story somewhere that you had been kind of bullied at school, and that's sort of where the band name came from. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a roundabout way of saying, but yes, I was a hyperactive kid and full-on ADHD, but, they just called me the hyperactive kid. They just called it hyperactive back in the 70s.
Right.
And, I got in trouble. I was kind of, I was rambunctious, and I got in fights and things like that, and that turned into,
nothing
like,
at all has changed, by the way.
Good career choice, by the way. Yeah, nice.
Well, and then, obviously, getting in fights leads to getting bullied because then the bigger kids come and they want to tussle with you. So anyway, that happened to me when I was young. And Minneapolis, actually Southeast Minneapolis, where Marcy Open School was, not exactly it was pretty rough. It was actually kind of a pretty rough area.
So Marcy School was the school you went to.
That's right, yeah.
And then there's
Marcy Open School. It was an alternative school too. That's the funny thing. It was a lot of the education was facilitated by the University of Minnesota, and they also had one across town called Lake Harriet Open Program, which is the school that Dylan went to, and there were only the two in Minneapolis at the time. These two alternative schools, And by alternative, you didn't get a report card. You know, you called your teachers by their first name. It was really, it was facilitated education as opposed to, you know, sitting in cornrows and raising your hand to answer a question from your teacher, Mrs. Smith. You know,
right.
It wasn't really like that. And I thought it was really, it was good. So I have mixed feelings about Marcy because socially it was tough for me. I was always kind of a little bit of an outcast by my own making. You know, I had a loud mouth.
Right. So how does that relate to now that you're a parent? How do you deal with those when those same scenarios
two of my
come
kids
up?
Two of my kids have been diagnosed with with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Okay.
So it's tough with kids that are hyperactive. It's tough. It's tough being a parent because it naturally happens that it becomes. The school takes notice, and difficulty with grades, difficulty paying attention in class. You know, the schools don't really know how to handle that kind of kid, so it's tough. But my kids are amazing, you know, and all creative. They all play music, and yeah.
Nice. Well, we're talking here with Marcy Playground, our music resource center, special Corner Lounge private event here with a lot of great Corner listeners and VIPs in the audience. I just wanted to ask you, too, about, I know you get asked about Sex and Candy a lot, too, but bringing it into 2009 here, I don't want to ask like directly how much money you made from that. I don't want to pry at all.
$8.
Yeah, exactly. but the thing I thought of was, I got to thinking about an interview I had seen with Kevin Costner where he said something about Waterworld. You know, everybody associates that as his, you know, big disaster film that kind of tanked his career. Well, he got some residual check for, like, $5, like randomly in the mail, a few years back from that, and it kind of reminded him of like, oh yeah, I did that movie kind of thing. But I was wondering, I've been in radio for 15 years. I still don't realize or understand necessarily, and I don't think the public sometimes understands how you got like when you have one massive hit like that, especially in your first album, and you kind of come on and take the world by storm. And then that song gets played and played year after year. Is that something? Is that kind of how you were able to start the recording studio? Is that in Vancouver that you did a recording studio, or kind of got that started? Do I understand that right?
Yeah, I didn't actually. The studio was built in 1965.
Oh, okay.
By a guy named Al Roosh, who was a broadcaster in Vancouver, Canadian broadcaster, and he actually. That studio went on to record some of the coolest records ever. It was like the early 70s, like Terry Jacks did Seasons in the Sun there, and then all the early BTO records. Taking Care of Business was done there. And then
nice.
Hart did Dreamboat Annie with you know, Magic Man and all that.
Yep.
Loverboy did, you know, Get Lucky with Working for the Weekend. I mean, Sarah McLachlan recorded there. It's a really amazing
phone
place.
By Raffi.
Yeah, that's right. Banana Phone. Raffi did Banana Phone.
Oh,
there.
Nice.
For all of you who have kids, you know what I'm talking about. And... So, yeah, so the studio I inherited, basically, I bought it in 1999 after making some money with the band, and owned it for, 7 years and ran it, and, you know, it's it definitely was, when the money came in, I wanted to do something with it to convert it into something useful, not go out and buy cars and houses and things, you know, it's like, well, let's do something productive with the money, and so... You know, that's what I wanted to do that. It just made more sense to me, I think.
Yeah, totally.
I have a 1995 Toyota Camry, if anybody's wondering, or wants to buy it.
Cash for clunkers, man. That's what it's all about. Well, and just one final thing. We mentioned the kind of the setting here at Music Resource Center, and you talked a little bit about the setting that you were schooled in as a kid. What do you guys think of, what's your take on this place, and what would, I guess you kind of had a similar place then when you were growing up. Was it
I had two,
more
actually.
Of a creative thing, or were you able to kind of record music and write songs when you were even in grade school?
No, I couldn't do that. That was before. I mean, recording back in those days was prohibitively expensive. They didn't have the resources that they have now. They didn't have the computer recording that they have now. You know, any mixing console back in those days was thousands of dollars, and just not the case these days, so it's easier to do just on a financial level. But, you know, the ADD just kicked in. I was going to say something, and I know it was going to be really neat, but I just forgot what it was. Dylan, I'm sure, has something important to say here.
When I was a kid, I got a four-track recorder to try and, you know, explore some musical things, and it was just so frustrating. I almost threw it out the window several times. And when I walked in here... I just thought, man, if I had a place like this to learn from other people, you know, this is in like junior high or something like that, and use this gear, it would be a totally different story. Actually, maybe I wouldn't be here now, but but I would have remembered it fondly. I mean, this is something that is just quite extraordinary for a kid. I can't imagine being able to. I mean, this is just one of those things. They're going to be like 50 years old and looking back. Yeah, we used to have these great studios, and you know, now that I'm a multimillionaire, it was so great. That was where I got my start. Something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's true. I had one good thing was, and it's funny that this is in a church. I mean, I was raised Catholic, but there was a girl that I was really in love with when I was in high school, and she was in a church youth group, and she played bass. And so I decided that I was going to go to the church youth group too, because I had this big crush on her and play music. And that turned, it was a Presbyterian church, and that turned out to be really good. You know, we had a band, and I remember the assistant pastor to that church was like the lead guitar player for the band. And, you know, we were just rowdy and fun. And it was fun. And, you know, when you can have a community, when you're young and you can have a community of like good people around you that play music, it definitely keeps you out of trouble too. Like I said, you know, I had a problem with that. When I was young, I had a problem with trouble. So, you know, I found it and it found me. So playing music was a way to pull myself out of that. And, you know, it's great that you guys have this.
Yeah, definitely. And there's a lot of talent in the area. So
we don't have this kind of thing in Toronto. You know, we need that.
Well, we're glad to have it here. And at the Music Resource Center today, we continue with our special Corner Lounge session with Marcy Playground. Take it away, guys.
All right, this is a song called Rock and Roll Heroes. Rock and roll heroes, they keep me so mesmerized. Face and trouble, but I know that. home by myself, and I had so much time to sit and think about myself. And then there she was, like a double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and can they hear me? Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Downtown by myself, and I had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself. And then there she was, in platform double sway. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. I smell sex and can they hear me? Who's that lounge in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. I smell sex and can they hear me? Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Hey mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. Hey mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it, yeah. All right, this is, and I guess this is the last one. This is a song a lot of people lately have been dancing to at the shows, which is cool. It's a song called Star Baby. It's another song about my wife. Say what you will. When you're coming down, and you're coming down, come on down. Stargazer, dream maker, I'm in love with you. Spin the bottle, and every time it's landing right on you. Say what you will. When you're coming down and you're coming down, come on down. I've been waiting, waiting patiently every night. Just to see you, just to see your perfect shining light. My heart is like a photograph album of all the good. good times and the bad, and I've had some where I missed this girl and I missed that girl. I don't miss that girl, but sometimes I miss this girl. But you, you're my star, baby. You're my star, baby. And when you're coming down, when you're coming down, come on down. When you're coming down, when you're coming down, come on down. When you're coming down, when you're coming down, come on down.
Marcy Playground, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Thanks again, you guys, for coming and playing for us. And you picked a beautiful evening to come through Charlottesville, so enjoy your brief time here and safe travels out to Boulder. And thanks, everybody, for coming out. And thanks again to the Music Resource Center for having us. Another Corner Lounge private performance. Marcy Playground, 1061 The Corner.